Welcome back. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. And today we're going to talk about trust. I want to talk about a single sentence that I heard someone say that really hit home, and I thought it was amazing. And here it is. Everything you do is either building up trust or breaking down trust between you and other people or between you and yourself. Shout out to Loudmouth, who said that in an interview outside of a conference. And this was a couple months ago, but that sentence stuck with me so much and was such a fantastic perspective that it deserves its own video. I'm going to say it again. Everything you do, everything, and I mean it, everything you do is either building up trust between you and other people or breaking it down. Or between you and yourself. Let's examine this. Let's examine this concept. Whatever you do from the moment you get up in the morning, did you wake up when that alarm went off? If you wake up to an alarm. The alarm goes off. Why? You set an alarm because you intended to get up at a certain time. You had some reason to do that. Did you get up when the alarm went off? If you did, you just built trust with yourself that you will do the right thing for yourself. If you didn't, you just broke down trust with yourself. Wow. You get out of the bed, you go to the kitchen, you want to get some food. What you choose to eat, what you choose to drink, is building up trust with yourself. Are you feeding your body well? Or are you eating things you know you shouldn't be that are for you? Maybe it's an allergy trigger, maybe you know it's not healthy for you, and you do it anyway. You're breaking down trust with yourself. But also everything you do is building up or breaking down trust with the people around you. Now, we're probably used to thinking about this when it comes to like a customer relationship. In the business world, everything that your company does is either building up trust or breaking it down with your customers or your users, right? And the Web3 world's been horrible about this, hasn't it? Oh my God. So many scams out there, so much crap. Devs rugging a project, not cool. And it hurts the entire industry. It breaks down the trust for the entire industry. But it's not just our industry, is it? I can think of times when, you know, every time an oil company has a disaster of some sort, it breaks down trust between that company and that industry and everybody else. When, obviously, when politicians do things that are untoward, that's breaking down trust. But you can also do things that build up trust between yourself and someone else, whether that's between your business and your project and your customers and users, or whether it's between you and another individual. If you're acting with integrity, and this is the part he didn't say, if you're acting with integrity, other people will know it, and it will build trust. If you're acting with authenticity, transparency, these are the things that build trust. When you take, as Jocko Willink would say, radical ownership of everything that you do, when you take responsibility for what you're trying to achieve and the way that you're trying to achieve it, that's going to build trust between you and other people, right? So, because like sometimes things go wrong. Sometimes things go wrong in any project, in any business, in anyone's personal life. Things go wrong, you have to cancel on a friend. Things go wrong, you have to apologize to your customers. It happens. But if you have been acting with integrity, authenticity, and transparency for the whole time leading up to that, they're going to know. And then that whatever just went wrong in your life, whether you had to cancel on your friend or explain a disaster to your customers and to the world, this is now an opportunity to actually build more trust rather than tear it down, right? So when disaster strikes, it's all about how you handle it, right? If you handle it in a way that seems to lack integrity, be inauthentic or not transparent, that's what's built, that is what is actually breaching the trust and breaking down the trust with other people. And this is my own analysis of it. Let me know what you think. Put your thoughts in the comments of what is it about what you're doing? Because I believe it's not what you're doing, it's how you're doing it that builds up trust or breaks down trust, right? Because trust, let's take a look at it this perspective. Trust is a measure of risk. So if you say, I trust that company or I trust that person, what you're saying is, I believe it's very low probability that they will harm me in some way. Or I believe it's a high probability that they will do what they said they did would do. I trust that means it's just a measure of risk. So you are either assuring people that there is less risk with you, or you are making people think that there is more risk with you, that this is a risky project. This is a risky person. That's a risky company. You know, oh, you can't depend on them. They never show up. That's the kind of thing you need to be thinking about. And I love this perspective. And again, huge thanks to Loudmouth for bringing this up. And I know it's been months and it's been sitting here swirling in my head the entire time. I'm like, that's a really important sentence. So here's your homework. The homework is to look at everything you did today. And if you're willing, go back to yesterday, the day before, the last week, the last month, the last year. And take a look at what you've done, how you have behaved, things you have said, things you didn't do, things you didn't say. And ask yourself, was I building up trust with others or was I breaking it down? Was I building up trust with myself or was I breaking it down? And on the other side of that question, what can I do today to build up trust with myself? And I'd start with yourself first, always starts internal. And what can I do today to build up trust between myself and others? Whether that's personal relationships, business relationships, it doesn't matter. What can I do today to build up that trust with myself and with others? And that's going to be our homework for this one. So thanks for joining me. Put your thoughts, questions, ideas in the comments. Find me on the socials. Let me know what else you would like me to address. And until next time, I'll see you on Chain.